The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, will today outline his plans to deal with a demographic time bomb that he says will place extreme demands on our health, aged care and pension systems. The Treasurer says that if we're to maintain our standard of living, a big part of the solution to our ageing population is for us all to keep working later into our lives. But workplace experts say older people who want to work right now face hurdles, including problems retraining. Rachel Mealy begins our coverage.
George Somatragos has just turned 70 and plans to keep working for a few more years yet. He works as a planner for Woolworths in the store development division.
So I enjoy what I do. It's not a stressful occupation. It's not a physically demanding occupation. And I'm sort of technically savvy. So at each stage, I've sort of been able to upgrade or be retrained internally within where I've been working.
He says keeping ahead of technology has been easy for him because he works inside a corporate structure where he's been able to update his skills on the job.
I think if at the age of, say, 65, I suddenly had to retrain myself from the architectural world to, you know, some management or some trade, I think that would be like almost an impossibility. I would have just thrown my hands up and said, no, forget it. But retraining and updating myself as I go along in the career that I've been in, you know, for 46 years now is not that difficult. It's not that scary when you forget about retraining and just say, just updating my skills.
Conrad Liveris is a corporate workplace advisor. He says it's a discussion Australia has to have.
So I think the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, deserves a fair bit of credit for actually putting this on the agenda. This is not a sexy issue and it is by far from a fun one.
But he says part of the conversation needs to revolve around structural change to address unemployment in this age group and the difficulties for older workers in accessing proper training.
What actually does need to happen is that the training system needs to be much more accessible. It needs to be more industry focused. The various business groups have very strong positions about this. They actually have some pretty good ideas out there. But they just haven't been taken up. But also at the same time, organizations, so the companies that we work for, need to be actually thinking about how they actually continue to use older people and keep them in the workforce. And so that actually means that some roles need to be changed as we get older, but it also actually means that the continuous training with all of this needs to occur.
Ian Yates is the chief executive of the Council on the Aging. He says employers need to continue the drive towards offering flexibility in the workplace in order to encourage older workers.
I think over the last decade, we've certainly seen many more employers recognise that flexibility is a key to retaining the older workers, and when older workers leave them and go to someone else who is flexible, a whole lot of corporate knowledge walks out and skills walk out. But I think I make the other point that just as when we make our communities age friendly, if we make our workplaces age friendly, that's actually better for all sorts of other people who need flexibility, like young parents. So I think family friendly and age friendly are related workplace issues. And a progressive employer will learn how to build a flexible workforce arrangement.
Ian Yates is the Chief Executive of the Council on the Aging. Rachel Mealy reporting.